Remain standing and let's read some 3 psalms together responsively, very quickly. Psalm 103, verse 1 to 7. Everybody, if I read verse 1, you read verse 2, all the way until we reach verse last. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And verse 7, everybody want to go. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. The Bible said he healeth all thy diseases, forgiveth all thy iniquities. If you are here this morning and there is any trace of disease in your body, the end of it arrives this morning. You are not permitted to cross over into next year with any affliction in your body. Shout the loudest, amen. Psalm 136. I hope you are noting down those passages. Psalm 136, and in verse 1, all the way to verse last. These are things that we are here to appreciate God for. Psalm 136, verse 1 to verse last. Are you ready? All right. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endureth forever. For to him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great light, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. To him we divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. 14. But overthrew Pharaoh. How many of your Pharaohs were overthrown? He overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. 16. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. 18. He killed Sihon, the king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us when we were little, when nobody remembered us, when people thought we are useless and wasted. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endured forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endured forever. Verse 26, tell me loud and clear. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy and give the Lord a shout of victory, for his mercy that endures forever. Hallelujah. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. And finally, Psalm 124, verse 1, all the way to verse 8. If it has not been the Lord. Look at your number, say, if it has not been the Lord. know, that is enough to stop there. If it has not been the Lord, they would have finished me since. If it has not been the Lord, I can't say I'll be alive now. If it has not been the Lord, the witches and the wizards and the lizards and the bitches of my village would have laughed. If it has not been the Lord, those who hate me without a cause, those who are angry that I look fine, look at the number, say, if it has not been the Lord. In this part of the country, if it has not been the Lord, back. Look at the number, say, if it has not been the Lord. Forget the rest. Hey! But look at your neighbor, say, but thank God for God. You know, when you pass a sign, some people are looking at you. And they look at you like this. Just look at you like this. And you are wondering, why are they looking at me like that? It's a cocktail of emotions. It's a rainbow of feelings. This person is still alive despite what we did. Sometimes that is the look. What is he using? How is he surviving? If bad look can kill chicken. If bad eye can kill chicken, many chickens would have died since. But he cannot. Now God do. God do. Let's go. If it has not been the Lord, who was, make it personal, who was on my side? Now may Israel say, verse 2. Who was on my side when men rose up against me? They would have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Verse 4. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the proud waters would have gone over our soul. Verse 6. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped. As a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is escaped, is broken, and we are escaped. Somebody say, I dodge. Is there somebody here who just, you dodged? Hey! And they are wondering what happened to this man. Where is he coming from? That woman dodged. Angel dodged her. Passed her through the window. At size 20. Verse 8. One to go. Everybody loud. Our help is in the name. Look at verse 7 and 8 again. Verse 7 and 8 together. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Verse 8. our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven. Give him the praise, give him a clap, a 30-second shout of victory. 30-second shout of victory. 30-second shout of victory. 30-second shout of celebration. Father, we thank you. Keep shouting, keep shouting, keep shouting, keep shouting, keep shouting. Keep shouting, keep shouting, keep shouting, keep shouting, keep shouting. A shout of celebration. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Before you sit down, greet three people and tell them, by his help, you escaped. By his help, I escaped. By his help, you escaped. Give him a shout of praise as you take your seat. Woo! Woo! Give him a shout of victory. Are you celebrating? Give him a bigger shout of celebration. One more shout. Don't worry, we'll do that just now. We'll do that just now. Give the Lord a clap as you take your seat. We'll do that just now. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly, we are here today to acknowledge the help of God. Acknowledging the help of God. It's our subject very, very quickly this morning. Acknowledging the help of God. And it is very, very simple. Our objective this morning is called spiritual stock taking. That's our objective this morning. I welcome everyone here today to the last Sunday of the year of release, recovery, and replication. The very last Sunday. We are here for spiritual stock taking. And that involves basically three things. Number one, it's looking back at the year. Looking back at the year. And rehearsing or recounting the acts of God in our lives. Looking back at the year, rehearsing and recounting the acts of God in our lives. It is in Judges chapter 5 and in verse 11. Judges chapter 5 verse 11, where the scripture said, they that are delivered. Anybody deliver? God delivered you this year? They are delivered from the noise of the HRs, the noise of the shooters, the noise of the fighters, those that are delivered in the places of the drawing of the water, like the church is a place where the water of the world is flowing. He said, there they shall rehearse. the righteous acts of the Lord. Even the acts of the Lord toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel. Those, if you have ever been delivered, it is important to pause and rehearse and reenact and review the righteous acts of God. That is what we are here to do on this last Sunday of the year 2021. What has God done in the year of 2021? To rehearse, to review, to revise, to revisit. Was it Makurdi Crusade? Or Port Harcourt Crusade? Or Akure Crusade? Or Jalingo Crusade? Or Ilorin Crusade? Look at that shortly. Yes. Is it Delta Crusade? Akwa Ibom Crusade? Rehearse the righteous. Or Lagos Stadium Crusade? We came here today to review, to rehearse, to revise. How can I forget Lokoja Crusade? To review Otuko Crusade, Oju Crusade, in the cities, in the villages. Here is our spiritual stock-taking objective number one, to review, to revise, to rehearse, to recount the acts of God in our lives in this passing year. Number two, looking back and identifying progress made in any direction, no matter how little. Progress made in any direction, no matter how little. I mean, it doesn't matter what your situation is. There is at least one area of your life where progress was made. No matter how little. Before God could finish the creation of the earth, God saw the first day that it was good, and God saw that it was good. The evening and the morning was the first day before he moved to the next day and moved to the next day and moved to the next day. Everything is not totally bad. At least you are seated in church now, healthy. There is someone on oxygen right now in the hospital who is paying to breathe. The air you are breathing free of charge. I think oxygen can be between 20 to 30,000 per day. Oxygen tank. And if you are on oxygen daily for 1 month, you pay 600,000 thereabout or 900,000, depending on the hospital you are, to breathe the air that you are breathing free of charge. Somebody goes to the toilet free of charge now to pass water. Somebody has to pay the machine to urinate 3 times a week. Dialysis, maybe 50,000 per course or something, whatever with the amount. And that may be, do you understand what I'm talking about? There is progress somewhere, no matter how little. If you slept last night and woke up this morning, that is progress. He said, I laid me down, I slept, for thou alone didst sustain me. Psalm 3 verse 5, which means there were people who laid down last night and could not wake up this morning. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? We came to identify, is there any area of progress? Yes, there would be, no matter how little. And of course, our third focus of spiritual stock taking is help and grace experienced in the course of the year. Help and grace experienced. We just read Psalm 136 where he saw his mercy enduring mercy. Okay, help, grace, and mercy experienced in the course of the year. While saying that, I want to say this. as a point of note. When you are doing a spiritual stock taking for the purpose of appreciation, you focus on what God has done, not on what He is yet to do. If it is to be successful, you focus on what God has done, not on what He is yet to do. You focus on what is working, not what is yet to work. If the enemy can succeed in focusing you on what is not yet working, on what is not yet done, on prayers not yet answered, what you have is complete depression and frustration. Am I communicating? You focus on not what is lost, but what is left. Not what is lost, but what is left. God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo said, if you ever lost anything, always remember that God was the reason why you didn't lose everything. You could have lost everything. Our sister who testified just now, maybe you may see her walk out still with a stick. Alright? But if leg was meant, not leg meant to be cut off, life was meant to be cut off, spirit of death was standing by permanently, black devil with red eyes. Can you imagine yourself being on a hospital bed and all you are seeing is a massive monster devil standing on your bedside with red eyes and black body, wondering why are you still alive? Most of the times when the devil wants to destroy your destiny, he focuses you on what is not working, so that you can continue to murmur and grumble, so that you can continue to be in enmity and quarrel with God. God did this for these people. What of me? No. Look at what God has done for you that has even made you better than somebody else. Is God speaking to somebody at all? Look at what God has done. One day, I slept overnight, and instead of waking up on time, maybe because of exhaustion and stress, I woke up very late. So I couldn't pray the way I should pray at the normal time I should pray and all the things I was doing. And I woke up angry. And the Holy Spirit told me something I will never forget. It's like a little conversation. What are you angry about? I didn't wake up on time the way I should, and I didn't pray the way I should pray today. As interested as the Holy Spirit is in me praying and having a spiritual schedule, he said, your own was that you didn't wake up on time. He said, for other people, they didn't wake up at all. Wow. You didn't wake up on time. They didn't wake up at all. And maybe they woke up in hell. That is, they died unprepared. And there is no reversal. Mercy expires after time. God have mercy happens only on earth. Am I communicating? You will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. You will not die unprepared. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I am here today to appreciate you and to honor you. Now listen to this as we progress. In all stock takings, whether it's physical or spiritual, there are outcomes. When you do good spiritual stock taking, what is the outcome? Number one is positioning for progress. What do we have in our store? Positioning for progress. Number two, the replenishment of supplies. If you do spiritual stock taking well, You position yourself to move to the next level. You fulfill the requirement for Jehovah to replenish your stock. To replenish, to fill in what is lacking. Does anybody get what I'm saying? It's like you went into the store of your organization. And the storekeeper brought the requisition of things that needs to be replenished. This is available, this is not. This is available, this is not. You position yourself for the replenishment of supplies. If you can only let God know, yes, this is available. Yes, this is available. Yes, this is available. And I am appreciative. Yes, my health is available. Yes, I am sleeping well. There are people who can't sleep at all. They are almost running mad. Yes, I am saved. I'm born again. Yes. Then God will say, I notice that husband is not yet available. All right. Supply. I notice that this is the replenishment of supplies. When stock taking is done well. Number three is the avoidance of embarrassing surprises. We are suddenly in the middle of a very, very big executive meeting of a national body or something. We ran out of this. We ran out of this. No. You can't. If stock was well taken before, you don't run out of things like that. You cannot be taken unawares like that. The things we are prepared for before such things can arise. The avoidance, when you take spiritual stock well, God will ensure that no devil takes you unawares. The meaning of that is whatever is needed per time is available per time. Whatever is needed per time is available per time. Whatever is needed per time is available per time. Whatever is needed per time is available per time. Whatever is needed per time is available per time. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. One of the reasons why I record every dime that enters my hand every year, that is every CC, every Toro that enters, everyone, every single one, at the end of the year, on the 31st night, my wife will give me the record of all that passed through these hands and all that flowed into the kingdom. All. And as it flows in, it flows out a mass. I lift it up before God. Jehovah, how faithful you are. You mean I am in a position to give all this into the kingdom in 1 year? Who am I? Where did I come from? Thank you, Lord. Then he said, you know what? You have seen nothing yet. When we started it like operating like that 20 something years ago, what came in 1 year? After a short while, began to come in 1 month. It was very, very big then. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It began to come in 1 month. After a short while, it began to come in 1 week. Twenty-something years ago. It was a breakthrough then. Let me not tell you the balance so that some people can have peace. That is tireless appreciation. When Jesus saw 5 loaves and 2 fishes, what did he say? What is this? What is this? What can this achieve? He lifted it up. Father, thank you. Father, I praise your name. Then it multiplied. The end point was multiples of the starting point. How can you start with 5 loaves and 2 fishes and end with 12 baskets. Appreciation. 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 Stock taking. Yes, ago. I went to our Father in the Lord and I was talking with him. I said, we have so much work to do in ministry. What we see that comes in at times is not able to handle what is on ground to be done. Ministry projects, cruises, and so on. And he said to me, the one that came, what did you do that brought it? And I said, nothing. Is he all right? Every time it arrives, whatever it is, appreciate on it profusely. It will multiply. You say, you know, this is my realm. Appreciate on it profusely. What a tiny key. You know, the thing that can save your life may be very tiny. No matter how big the door is, the key is not equal to the size of the door. Even the hinges that swing big doors are tiny. Something is about to multiply in your life. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say a louder believer's amen. Say a louder believer's amen. Did you see the benefit of having a father and a mentor? Just now. One question, one answer. And so, you are not taken unawares. Now, let us go into the enumerating what we want to acknowledge God for today very, very quickly. And in doing that, I'm going to read a passage in 1 Samuel chapter 7. What help are we acknowledging today? 1 Samuel chapter 7 and in verse 7. And when the children of Israel heard, when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpeh, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord, our God, for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpeh and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came unto Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpeh and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto has the Lord helped us. Somebody say, hitherto. Up till now, the Lord has been helping us. Hallelujah. I'm sure you heard the story. They were gathered together, children of Israel were gathered together, fellowshipping with themselves and with the Lord at Mizpeh. Mizpeh means strong tower. Call it like the place of prayer. And then the Philistines gathered against them. Don't look for the trouble of anyone who is strong in prayer. It is disaster you look for. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And they gathered together. Samuel offered sacrifice. Now, he combined many things there. He offered sacrifice. While he was doing so, the Lord spoke from heaven, thundered from heaven. That was the end of the Philistine. And they said, this is not normal. We must acknowledge the God of our help. What help are we acknowledging? Number one, help against enemy conspiracy, gang up, and threat. There are many of us seated here today. If the conspiracy of the enemies have succeeded, you won't be here. Conspiracy against us. Conspiracy against the church, this church. Conspiracy against the body of Christ. Conspiracy. We are recognizing, acknowledging help against enemy conspiracies, gang up, and threat. Number two, we are acknowledging, number two, divine intervention. And what I will call celestial participation in battle. Divine intervention, celestial participation in battle. There are some of our battles, it was Jehovah who fought it for us. The Bible said he thundered from heaven. He thundered from heaven. This is my people. He turned that from heaven. What help are we acknowledging? Number three, victory over the enemy. That's the outcome of the first two. Victory over the enemy. And I put dash here. Woeful and complete defeat of the adversary. Woeful. Woeful and complete defeat of the adversary. That was what God did for us. He has done that for us over and over again. Early in the ministry, I met a young man. If that young man will be coming to the Lord's garden here, he might park his car at Lugbe police station and trek the balance to the church. If he's to come to our Area 1 church, he will park the car maybe at Area 3 and trek. What is it? He said, somebody met him. And said, that's physically. He said, they have given me money to kill you. That's me. They gave me money to kill you. I'm just waiting for the right time. Not in the dream, not text message. And the person must have come to him with so much charm, what they call jazz, that he inspired fear into him. He was quaking. So he had to move camouflageously. He will park his car here and move there so you don't know where he is. That was when I saw him. And I told him, no hair will drop from your head. Placed him on a prayer, prayed for him, finished that devil. About 6 months later, I saw him moving about freely. And I said to him, what of the man who said, they gave him money to kill. He said, I don't know where he is. I can't find. There's no, he doesn't have address. That this is 20 something years ago. That is, there are enemies that God will finish and you won't know their address. I'm talking about the God who fights without dust of war. Who buries his enemies and you don't know their graveyard? Am I communicating at all? He fought from heaven. The Bible said the stars fought from heaven. They fought Sisera. In this season, if there is anybody still fighting you, fighting the church of Jesus, fighting the members of this church, or the body of Christ in this nation, heaven shall thunder and fight them from heaven. The stars shall fight them. The sun and the moon shall fight them. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Say the louder believers amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Say, Father, thank you for your involvement in my fight, in my battles.
I cannot take it for granted. I am grateful, Lord, because you fought my battles and you are still fighting my battles. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
What help are we asking? Are we acknowledging? For number four, let's look at 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and in verse 26. 1 Chronicles 15, 26. And the Bible said, and it came to pass, when God helped the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. You remember this story? When Obed-Edom the Gittite was trying to carry the ark, and they carried it not after the due order, and he died. And the ark was left fallow until David heard that God is blessing the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite because of the ark. And David went to carry that ark. I'm sure that there were many people expecting another death. Somebody died a lifetime. You want to carry this ark again? When they carried it, nobody died. Everything went well. They landed safely. They said, no, this help must be acknowledged. Let's offer some sacrifice. Let's just let God know that this did not happen by accident. This is the hand of God. When the Lord helped the Levites that bear the ark, they offered sacrifice. They don't consider it their right. We are ordained to carry the ark, so it's nothing. No, no, no. When God helped the Levites that bear the ark, they offered thanks and sacrifice. What help are we acknowledging? Number four now is the frustration of the expectations of the enemy. The expectations. There are those who have negative expectations of other people permanently. There are those who are just waiting for bad news. Then they will say, we said it. Anything that happens like that, we said it. They will never hear it. That amen can be better. When Herod killed James, then he saw it pleased the Jews. He stretched his hand on Peter and then put Peter in the prison in the days of the unleavened bread. Acts chapter 12. And the church prayed. And the angel of the Lord went into the prison at night and brought Peter out. Went to the first gate. It opened of his own accord. Went to the iron gate that led to the city. It opened of his own accord. The Bible said, when Peter came to himself, he said, oh God. When Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and he has delivered me, not just from the hand of Herod, but from all expectations. Herod wanted to kill me, but other people have evil expectations. He delivered me from all the expectations of the people of the Jews. See, there are people who have negative declarations that are backed with negative expectations. Let's just watch. They will watch so till they die. Viper beat Paul in the hand. The people say, hey, we have been saying it. This man is surely a murderer. Even though he escaped the storm in the sea, yet vengeance does not allow him to live. You know, human beings have a way of thinking they know the reason why you are suffering. Or they know the reason why you are where you are. This man must be a terrible sinner. The Bible said they were waiting to see when he will suddenly swell up. I'm sure you remember that passage in Acts chapter 28. And fall down and die. No doubt this man, back up again. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt, this man is a murderer. Whom even though he has escaped the sea, Yet vengeance is still following him. Doesn't want him to leave.
And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm.
Now they started looking to see when he would swell up and fall down and die suddenly.
But they looked for a great while. They saw no harm come to him. They changed their mind.
I announce to somebody here today, even as this year is ending, what the people are expecting to see from your life, the negative expectation, the negative news they want to hear out of your life, they will wait until they change their minds. It will not happen. It will not happen. It will not happen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice.
There are even some people that claim that they saw a dream about you. When you reject it, they are angry. They are angry instead of you. Just say, come, let's pray about it. Let's fast and pray. You say you reject it. Let's watch. I have never seen a dream that failed.
Are you a witch?
Anything I see must always come to pass. And I have seen one about you now. Native doctor.
They are angry that you didn't agree that it should come to pass. As if you should keep quiet if your destiny is being decided. So they keep on expecting bad things on the basis of what they claim they saw. So that they can say, I saw it, but he didn't hear me. I saw it and I said it, but he didn't hear. That devil is a bastard.
Did you see? God told Cain. He said, because you killed your brother, a fugitive and a vagabond shall you be. Fugitive. Placeless, on the run, roaming about, no house, no home, no direction, vagabond, on the run permanently from the law.
Cain said to God,
my punishment is too much. Please, Oga, this punishment is too much for me. I know I did wrong, but I can't bear this. God said, okay, since you have appealed, I now mark you. You have driven me this day from the face of the earth, and from your face I shall be hid.
And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone who finds me will kill me.
And the Lord said, okay, therefore,
anybody who kills Cain, I am the one who curses him. I'm not asking you to help me execute the curse. Vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. I now set a mark on Cain in case anybody finding him should kill him. That is God who said it. If God can say it and it is reversible, who are you to say you? You saw a vision that cannot be reversed. Or you dreamt a dream that cannot be reversed.
You know what touched me the most?
Cain found wife and married. A vagabond is not meant to marry. A fugitive. He found a house. Founded a city. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch, and he builded a city, and called the name of the city after the
name of his son Enoch. Because he said, Lord, I appeal. And God said, appeal of held. One person say, I said it, it must come to pass. To hell. To hell with that devil.
Hey! In the name of Jesus, one more time, I stand here to cancel, to annul, to reverse every negative decree hanging on your life, every negative expectation hanging on your life, every negative intention hanging on your life. They are canceled.
If I were you, I would jump on your feet, stand on your feet and give him a 20-second shout of victory for frustrating enemy expectations, for frustrating enemy expectations, for frustrating enemy expectations. A shout of victory, the shout of praise. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Look at somebody around you. Tell them it will not come to pass. It will not come to pass. The expectation of the enemy will not come to pass. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. The frustration of the expectations of the enemy. We are acknowledging the help of God. Number five, what are we acknowledging God for? Divine assistance in kingdom assignment. Divine assistance in kingdom assignment. The Levites carried out their assignment. And as God assisted them, they say, Lord, we thank you. Divine assistance. Divine assistance. Divine assistance. Many of us at our various assignments in the house of the Lord, many things fought you. Your ushering work, your counseling work, your evangelism, soul winning. Several things. But God assisted you. And we're at the end of the year. Crusade, like we just did, you just saw on the screen. Preaching in the evening, preaching in the morning, preaching in between, writing in between, singing in between, doing everything. Not one dime is taken on a crusade grand as offering. And yet, no challenge. Some crusades are two weeks in between. Somebody say, what about the logistics of moving things from here to there? What about the finances? How is it happening? It's called the help of God. It's called the help of God. The help of God. Not of him that willeth or runneth. Even if you be soldier, some of the shadow will run, you faint. You see yourself gallantly on the hospital bed. As a gallant officer concerned, say, bring your hand for IV line. I gallantly submit the answer. Oh, yeah. I mean, a very, very, very neck-breaking schedule. And no message is repeated twice. Where is it coming from? You have been here for a long time. Maybe you have heard it. Head one twice. Do you understand? Morning session, evening session, it can only be the help of God. One of my brothers one day looked at me and said, I'm pitying you. I said, what is he saying? Because I'm thinking that a time will come, you won't have anything to say again. I said, don't worry. That time will never come. According to how God lives, that time will never come. Even if it's John 3:16, he gave us to preach. There is something will come out of it fresh every day till Jesus comes. That's the only John 3:16. Am I communicating? Has anybody seen the help of God in your walk with God? Even if it is not kingdom assignment, walk with God first. You could have been forgotten right now. Do you see the healing and deliverance service on Tuesday? That man, pastor, you remember him? The pastor who walked with God, received several songs. It was that song was in the public domain. He sang it in traditional worship as a general song available. Later on, I met the wife. who say, oh, this husband has written many songs, that even that song originally came from that man. Several songs preaching. Suddenly, this man swerved off his wife. Stranger is in the middle. Swerved to the other side completely. 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 I'm talking of completely. Did not the wife say he went to pick him from a native doctor that had sacrificed 2 rams or something? That man came here incapacitated on a wheelchair. You know what broke me down when I started crying? He said, will God ever use me? Can God still accept me? My God. Will God ever still choose me? Do you understand what I'm saying? We live in a world that is filled with booby traps. If you have a successful walk with God and God is helping you, no matter what, you acknowledge his help. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I thank you for your help in my walk with you. I thank you for your help in my walk with you. Thank you, Master, in the name of Jesus. Divine assistance in kingdom assignment. And then, number 6, success for the journey. We're acknowledging his help in success for the journey. And I decided to leave it like that. When I say success for the journey, it might be related to the journey of the Levites from when they took the ark to when they arrived in Jerusalem. But for you, what journey? January 2021 to January to December, first Sunday of January 2021 to the last Sunday of January 2021. What journey? Maybe journey of marriage. Journey from Abuja to your village. Do you know every time you traveled and returned, it's not by power? I am not even talking about the world we live in yet. Not talking of terrorist attack or kidnap or any of these things yet. I'm talking of normally. Billionaire flying in the air. Billionaire. I think he was an aircraft manufacturer or something. Flying in one of the highly rated aircrafts. Crashed in it. Died in France. Billionaire. If money could save him, he would have been saved. One of those aircrafts that flies like a bird. It flaps its wings. It crashed in it. One of those aircraft that fly against weather. That if other aircraft are not flying, it can take off because of how it is made. So anytime you travel successfully and you return, it is the help of God. One day we're about to land in France, you remember? And the aircraft was coming like this. What? Everybody shook and began to look at each other. Ba-ba-ba-ba, right in the air. To worsen it, pilot didn't say anything. Short while when it stabilized in the air, he said, ladies and gentlemen, we just experienced the failure of the automatic landing system. That is when people began to pray. wife sat near me and just calmed down. She was sleeping, just looking at me. And in my mind, the same word you have been hearing. If it will crash, I won't be inside. And if I have entered, that if that system fails, the aircraft cannot land, and it goes in the air until it blows up. The fuel finishes at the end. Either crash land or burn in the air. But who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass? When the Lord commanded it not. There are testimonies that if we share, some of you will be afraid for us. But God is permanently too faithful to fail. When the aircraft windscreen cracked, not cow, aircraft, in the air, the flight came down like this. The pilot said, he had to fly at a lower altitude because he cannot fly up there because of the crack on the glass. He didn't see anything until we arrived. Somebody say amen. The two testimonies I just shared now, you will never experience it. Because no, there are people who can be in such situations. It's not possible. So it will never happen to you. Because some people may die and then the flight has landed. But they have died first. You will never experience such a thing. I was saying that to say every time you experience a successful journey, it is not by power, it is not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I thank you for every successful journey I have experienced. Thank you, Lord. Papa Yedeko said one time they were flying. Think about himself and many of the senior pastors were flying. All of a sudden he saw that the aircraft slowed down and started moving somehow. So he walked into the cockpit and asked the pilot what's going on. Say, one of the engines has failed. He says, is that right? So how is everything? Are you okay? Do you want me to give you a cup of tea or coffee? Meanwhile, the guy is sweating on the forehead. Then he just continued and cracking jokes with the people in the aircraft and said, you need biscuit, people? It's all right, pilot, just do a U-turn. And then I'm trying. They're already in the middle of the journey and land on so and so place. And it landed with engine filled in the air, still landed. Again, you will never be in that kind of. Say that amen louder. That will never be your portion. Say the loudest amen. God will never allow what will collapse you to confront you. Did you hear that? Any temptation bigger than your size will never near you. He will never allow what will conquer you to confront you. He will never allow what will finish you to face you. So don't be afraid. Any temptation bigger than your size will never be allowed to face you. Say the loudest amen. Take your seat 1 minute and then I round off. Success for the journey. Number seven thing we are thanking the Lord for is divine assistance. for persistence.
Acts chapter 26 verse 22, he said, having obtained the help of God, I continue to this day. Divine assistance for persistence. Having obtained the help of God, I continue. What's the meaning of that?
I will never, never stop my journey halfway. Halfway until I reach my goal. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, never stop my journey halfway. Halfway until I reach my home, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, I will never stop my journey halfway. Halfway until I reach my home.
Having obtained help, I continue to be a Christian. I continue to fast. I continue to pray. I continue to be a good wife. I continue to be a good husband. I continue to labor in the mission. I continue. It takes the help of God to continue to do what is right to do. It takes the help of God. Nobody can do the right thing without the help of God. He said, for it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do. He worketh in you. He helps you to do what is needed. That is why we have nothing to glory in, nothing to boast about. Are you humble? It is God who worketh in you. Do you obey God and do the things God wants? It's God who worketh in you. You know how to fast? It's God who worketh in you. You know how to worship? It's God who worketh in you. Okay, then where is the reason for boasting? Who maketh you differ from another? And what do you have that you have not received? And if you have received it, why are you behaving like you gave it to yourself? That eliminates, that kind of revelation completely deletes pride. Completely, it deletes pride. You can't walk with your shoulders raised. Am I communicating? Somebody came here some time ago and said, that man is humble. All these things happening, you will never know. I brought some people here and I said, look at that roof. If I tell you the number, can I tell you how much it cost? Some people got angry when we say you can buy aeroplane. Not one, no. Not one. Not one, no. What it cost to do it. Not the whole building, no, the roof. Not the price of the land, no. What I'm saying here today. Sir, you are calm like this. You are normal like this. Should we fly? And develop wings? And walk on toes on high heel? As a man? And then begin to shake people with one finger. How are you? That's the whole hand is too much. How are you? How are you? Who is? What do you have that you have not received? Who is he that makes you differ from another? Is God who worketh in you? Is God who worketh in you? You will never be able to fast and pray it well and see answer. Okay. You fasted, you know how to fast. Did you answer yourself?
You prayed very well. You fasted very well. You did all the things very well. And then at the end, you answered your own prayer. Stand up on your feet. So we acknowledge his help for continuity, capacity to continue. And let me give you one more and then we shall praise. Are we on number 7? Number 8. What help are we acknowledging? We acknowledge divine help for the sustenance of life. Everything that makes you to be alive, the sustenance of life. When I say sustenance of life, it means divine health. It means longevity, lasting long. It even means supernatural supply. Almost 900 million, as at the last time I know, of people in the world sleep hungry every night. Supplies. All the things that make for life and godliness. So we thank God for these things. Am I communicating? When we do this kind of spiritual stock taking, you know what you are doing? You are retiring the year's account. That's right. You return back to say, I retire account. This was done. This year to be done, but this I'm focusing on what you have done, and I come to say thank you. That is successful closure for the year, and then successful access into the next year. That is how to end the year. You don't just make the year to come, then you are just watching, and then you carelessly step into a new year. You don't just do that. Otherwise, that the last year was not closed well. Do you hear what I'm just saying? Take yourself. You didn't, many of us for so many years, we have not been closing the year well. But it's changing right now. Amen. So you close the year well. And until the passing year is well closed, the coming year cannot be well opened. Telling you the secret of my life that I learned also from my father in the Lord for 20 something years. It is called spiritual stock taking. I'm sure some of you must have heard it since Syria one time. The last Sunday of the year plus the crossover night itself. Our emphasis is the taking of spiritual stock. And like I've just said to you, the assignment of it is for a successful closure. If you like, you can note that as our conclusion. Spiritual stock taking guarantees a successful conclusion of the current year and a successful acceleration into the coming year. You just neatly tie the thing. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. I thank you for this. And I thank you for that. And I'm happy. Be glorified, Lord. So that when you present your expectations for the coming year, either at the crossover night or at the New Year service or at the first Sunday of the year, then you are starting it well. Secondly, when you appreciate God for what he has already done, you are reminding him of what he is yet to do. It's a technical way of reminding him. You are saying, Lord, thank you for this, and thank you for this, and thank you for that. You are reminding him. You see? When ten lepers, then one returned back and said, thank you for cleansing me. Jesus said, I remember that I have cleansed you, but you are not yet whole. Do you know the meaning? He said, is it, how many people did I heal? And it's only this stranger who came back to say thank you. Be whole. Now, you know leprosy, what leprosy does? Leprosy makes, it attacks the nerves to the point where there is a desensitization, so that if a leper puts his leg on fire, he's not aware. It burns him without his notice. If he's wounded, he's not aware, and then the wounds can hardly heal. Then he's attacking the connective tissues, and so at the end of the day, this man's hand becomes like this. How many of you have seen them like that before? The hand becomes like this. You know those who beg with hands like that? Eyebrows are disappeared. Eyes are attacked. It's not the phalanges of the feet. It's just bent, just the way the hand is. So it moves like that. We still leprosy spots on his body. When Jesus say, go and show yourself to the priest. And the Bible says, as they went, they were cleansed. The meaning is, leprosy disappeared from their body. But not that the hand has straightened or grown out. Leprosy has gone, but hand is still like this. When he came and said, thank you for cleansing me, Jesus said, you are reminding me of your hand that has not yet become normal. Be now whole of your plague. That is, any damage the leprosy caused while it was there, I reverse it. Return back to how you were before leprosy came. That is what I mean. When you appreciate God for what he has already done, you remind him of what he's yet to do. And by reminding him of what he's yet to do, you move him to do what he is yet to do. Somebody say amen. I announce this prophetic word finally this morning. That anything that is yet to happen for you in 2021 that you are trusting God to do for you, I declare they shall be done. In the name of Jesus. Anything that you are trusting God to do for you in the year 2021 that is yet to happen, as you appreciate him now, it shall be done in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Anybody who can write and read and write, if I say you should write everything that you want to thank God for this year, we may not have the time because of service time. All right? But I want you to write between 3 to 5 now in the course of this service. Acknowledging his help 2021. Acknowledging the help of God 2021. It is very easy if you remember first the gift of life, of health, strong health, and then you remember the gift of life. Right? That you are alive and you are not dead. And then any other one or two or three more things you can remember. While we are doing that, I know that the instrumentalist will also like to write, but just play us something and you have like 2 or 3 minutes to, let's say 2 minutes, 3 minutes at the most to do that. I say 3 to 5 because you will have plenty. So that you continue the list at home. And when we come back for the crossover night on the 31st, we can then present the whole of that list unto God again. Just write that. Those watching via the satellite and the internet, do the same. All our church members and church connected around the world, do the same. online members, do the same. Online viewers, you can do the same. The difference between online members and online viewers is just the name. Those who view online are online viewers. Those who are members, but for now they are online members. All right. So go on ahead, and by next year we shall be doing online membership class, and online this and that. We'll do all of that so that those who are members online can have their official online membership certificate. I mean, membership certificate, not online. Membership certificate is membership certificate. You have it and so on. So go ahead and write it down now. Don't allow the devil to focus you on what anything you are suffering or anything that is not working or anything that's not right. Don't focus on that. Just focus on something you want to thank God for? One, two, or three? Husband? Thank you, Lord, for your love. When I think of where you brought me from, when I think where you're taking me, when I think where you brought me to, I cannot thank you, Lord, enough. When I think of where you brought me from, when I see where you brought me to, when I think of where you're taking me, I cannot thank you, Lord, enough. When I think of where you brought me from, when I see where you brought me to, when I think of when you're taking me, I cannot thank you. No, verse 2. You took me over the mountaintop. You lifted me from the valley low. You helped me through many waters. I cannot thank you, Lord. You took me over the mountain top. You lifted me from the valley low. You helped me through many waters. I cannot thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Can we stand up on our feet now?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your love.
We shall take the song. Take it from the first verse. Take it twice so we can internalize it. First verse twice, second verse twice, third verse twice, fourth verse twice. Then we come to thank you, Lord. When I think, everybody say,
when I think of where you brought me from, when I see where you brought me to, when I think of where you're taking me, I cannot thank you, Lord. Everybody see, when I think of where you brought me from, when I see where.
You took me over the mountain top. You lifted me from the valley low. You helped me through every water. I cannot thank you, Lord, enough.
You took me over.
You took me over the mountain top. You lifted me from the valley low.
You help me through.
Dead and water. I can't
run. The humility, huh? You repent.
You repent my baby shot of dream.
You gave me the power.
You have always kept my hope alive. My grace contains.
You repent, my many shot of dreams. Everybody sing.
You repent my baby shot of dream.
When I am down,
when I'm down, you always lift me up.
When I'm weak,
when I'm weak, you always strengthen me. When I fail, you always help me out. I cannot take.
When I'm
weak, you always strengthen me.
And when I'm
fail, you always help me out. I cannot thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For your love.
Your expectations, your appreciations, and appreciate God. Worship Him. Honor Him.
Just wave it and give Him the praise. Just thank Him. Father, I acknowledge your help. This is just the beginning of acknowledgement. The beginning of it. The beginning of it.
Father, we give you the praise. We acknowledge your help. Acknowledge your help. We acknowledge your help. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name.
When you go, you will continue that list. And then, at the crossover night, we'll just present it again. But right now, I like you to dance like everything you wanted God to do this year happened. Mind you, God created the whole world in 6 days. Today is 26th. There is nothing He cannot do under 5 days. Nothing. If the whole world took him 6 days, your little life will not take him 6 hours to fix. And when I say little, I'm not disrespectful. I'm saying compared to the whole world. In comparison to the whole world. Can I even say your life is little? Infinitesimal. Microscopic. Compared to the whole world. Your life cannot take him 6 hours. Until 12 midnight of 31st of December 2021. Miracles will still be happening. Expectations will still be fulfilled. And so, I want you to dance, celebrate, rejoice, as if everything has happened because it must happen. Under the next 7 minutes. There is this song I want you to kick off with. God, you are so good. In heaven you are the Lord. On earth you reign forever. Oh Lord, how great thou art. Blessed be your name. That's right. You know the song? If anybody is too gentle for you, leave their side. Because there are people in church, they are as immovable as a grounded caterpillar. Just leave them alone. And you see, and if the presence of God cannot excite a person, I don't know what else will. If God can't make you happy, who will? But I shake off every demon of depression, every spirit of discouragement, every spirit of hopelessness. Your change of story is here. Give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise.
Hey, God, you are so good.
Let's go.
Hey, blessed be your name.
No. You hear the Lord running with the drum.
Blessed be your name. Lord, you are so good. Blessed be your name. Oh, in heaven you are the Lord. On earth,
you reign forever.
Oh, Lord, how great you are.
Oh, Lord, how great you are.
Blessed be your name.
Hey! Just 1 minute. If you have a testimony that is pending, one of our officers will pick it at the back, and then you let us know. Let's go. Testimonies.
Lord, you are so good.
Healings will be taking place. Deliverances. Turn around our story. Will happen. Go ahead.
Blessed be your name. Oh, in heaven.
In heaven you are the Lord.
And on earth.
On earth you reign forever.
Oh, Lord, how great you are.
Oh, Lord, how great you are.
Blessed be your name. In heaven you are the Lord.
In heaven you are the Lord.
And on earth. I like my able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise. Every promise.
God who can never fail.
You that know.
You that know what it is.
To the Lord with a voice of triumph. Lift up your appreciation. Lift up your appreciation. And lift it now and hold it up in an attitude of worship.
Are those testimony people waiting in the middle there?
Lift it up high.
I want to thank him. I want to thank him for you on top of what you are holding.
And while that is happening,
he will be reminded. I know that there is still the balance of what you need to write, but this is a point of contact for all the others. Lift it high up.
lift your hands and just worship him. Lift it higher. Lift your hands. The God that you and I serve is too faithful to fail. Too dependable to deceive, too reliable to reverse. Chance. A death sentence that the enemy planned to happen this year has just been canceled. Listen to this. A battle. Somebody has been afraid. Will this battle follow me into this coming year? Just now, the man of war has finished that battle. A long-awaited expectation, a breakthrough, an opening. In your mind, it was to happen this year, but you have almost given up. The year is already ended. Says the word of the Lord. That opening, that breakthrough, that release is happening now. The 31st day of December 2021 cannot arrive until it has happened. A contention. I see somebody is struggling something with you. That struggle just ended. I hear the sound of victory. The sound of victory. The sound of victory. The sound of victory. Father, we give you the praise. Where they say the cry of a child will never be heard, God just released the children. The embargo is lifted. Within the next 1 week, there shall be drastic divine encounters. Life-changing encounters that will translate into physical manifestation. So shall it be. The appointment letter will still happen. The job offer will still happen. That mantle will still drop. That mantle will still drop. That fire will still fall. That grace will still be released. That help will still be released. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor and the adoration. Thank you, Master. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God.
blessed be your name. Honor to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Something just happened. Last deliveries are being delivered. Last packages. So shall it be. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Very, very quickly, do one or two things and then we shall be through this morning. Everywhere you are today, you are in need of surrendering of your life to Jesus. You heard the word and you said this last Sunday, the next Sundays, we are in the new year. This last Sunday of the year, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be born again. I don't want to go into a new year with an old life. Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles and your bags. Quickly, come forward. I want to be saved. I want to be a new creature. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. Quickly.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Oh, Lord.
I give you my soul.
I'll give you the count of seven. Be the first to come out, not be the last. One.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody say,
Lord,
I give you my heart.
Give you my soul. I leave you alone.
Three.
Before you. Every breath that I take.
Every moment I'm away.
Those who have the need to rededicate themselves to God. You gave your life to Christ before. You backslid. You want to return back to Him. Or you are tied by an addiction of smoking and drinking and gambling and marijuana, pornographic addiction, masturbative addiction, and anything like that. You say, this thing is beyond my power. Even though I claim to be a Christian, but I am tied down by these things. I want to be free. Quickly stand up on your feet. Carry your bags and Bibles. And rush forward to be free of these addictions. I'll give you the count of seven again and be the first to come. One.
I've got my mind made up.
And I won't
two. Stand back because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up. And I won't stand back because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Oh, God, my God. Place your hand on your chest, all of you standing, and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of sin be broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name.